The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Please be seated.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned this man or his parents that he was born blind?" Jesus answered,
"Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
When he said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva, and smeared the clay on his eyes, and said to him,
"Go, wash in the pool of Siloam,"
which means sent. So he went and washed, and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said,
"I am."
So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied,
"The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see."
And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said,
"I don't know."
They brought back the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him, "How was he able to see?" He said to them,
"He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see."
So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said,
"He is a prophet."
Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. The Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied,
"If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see."
So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them,
"I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?"
They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them,
"This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything."
They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said,
"Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
He answered and said,
"Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?"
Jesus said to him,
"You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he."
He said,
"I do believe, Lord."
And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said,
"I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind."
Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them,
"If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I assume most of us know about the whole stories of Sherlock Holmes and his assistant Watson. So one day while they were on a camping trip, they were enjoying a heavy barbecue dinner, a couple of bottles of beer, and towards the end of the night, they set up their tent and fell asleep. Some hours later, Sherlock wakes his faithful friend, and he says, "Watson, look up at the sky and tell me what you see." Watson replies, "I see a million stars. What does that tell you?" So Watson thinks about it for a minute and says, "Astronomically speaking, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Time-wise, it tells me that it's approximately 3:15. Theologically, it tells me that the Lord is all-powerful and we are small and insignificant. Meteorologically, it tells me that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow." Then he stops and asks Holmes, "What does it tell you?" So Sherlock sits there for a moment, and he says, "Watson, it tells me someone's stolen our tent." The imagery in today's gospel is striking. On the one hand, we have this man born blind who was open to the healing that Christ had to offer. He was open to him being who he says he was, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God. And yet, on the other hand, we have the Pharisees who have all of their physical abilities. They have all of the sacred scriptures. They have the whole of the Old Testament law and prophets to learn from. And yet still, they fail to see who Christ is. These learned men were spiritually blind. And so the question comes to mind, especially because we're in Lent. Where might we be spiritually blind? What are our blind spots? Can we see the poor person begging on the corner asking for food? Or have we become blinded by our own pride, our own greed? Can we see that streak of egotism in our relationship with our spouse or children that causes such division in the family? Can we see that lack of charity in the way we deal with our coworkers or our employees or the waiter or the cashier? Each of these things is a spiritual blindness that prevents us from seeing Christ clearly and drawing near to him. You know, in the end, when we come before God for our particular judgment, every fault of ours will be laid bare. It'll be as if God holds up a giant mirror and shows us clearly who we are, what we have done, what we haven't done, what we failed to do. Are we ready for it? There is some good news, though. God gives us all the tools that we need in order to prepare ourselves for this encounter. He gives us everything we might possibly need in order to overcome any spiritual blindness we might have. Most importantly, he gives us the sacraments to do this. In the sacrament of confession, as we're preparing for it, we effectively have to hold a mirror up to our own selves and start to find where our blind spots are. And if we do this repeatedly throughout our lives, we're able to see much more clearly those small little faults that we have. I'm reminded of probably a quote, but Archbishop Fulton Sheen, in one of his books, talks about how he went to go hear confession for a bunch of nuns, and everyone thinks nuns are these huge holy people, but they still go to confession just like the rest of us. But while he was there, he said that the experience of hearing the confession and granting absolution was like being pelted to death with popcorn. The sins of the nuns, they had spent their entire lives trying to work out their own blind spots, to the point where even this good-natured archbishop was just saying they were just simple faults. And so that's one of the things that confession does for us and opens up to us. But more importantly than that is that it reconciles us with God. It eases the conscience. It lifts that burden from us. The other sacrament that I really want to focus on and its ability to help us overcome these spiritual blind spots is our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. He awaits us there all the time. And then when we receive him in Holy Communion, it's like a medicine, the sweetest of medicine, that allows us to work on those faults and to overcome them, to get up again and again and again without ever giving up. It's the grace of the sacraments that help us to persevere in this life so that those blind spots become smaller, easier to see and overcome. My brothers and sisters, this Lent is the perfect time to work on these all too human issues, to go to confession with a contrite heart and to receive the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion so that we might see clearly who Christ is and who it is that calls each one of us by name to his Father. God bless you.